Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news ad free. That's amazon.com/news ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hello there, my name is Johnny Depp. Now, when I'm not making movies that probably no one's ever going to see, or another Pirates of the Caribbean movie, I love to listen to the Court Case podcast. Honestly, it's just the best. I strongly recommend it. Sevi.
Hello and welcome to the Court Case podcast with me, your host, James Court.
And Sweet Tea.
We have got a very special guest in the studio today. We're going to be talking to Sandra Grace, a singer from the Ukraine that has got over 10,000 listens on Spotify, and she's coming out with some great new music. We're going to be talking to her about that and much more right after this. Okay, welcome to the show, Sandra. How are you doing?
I'm doing great, but tired since I haven't slept. Oh, we talked about it a second ago.
Yeah, she's had two interviews in 2 days. Mm.
Exciting and I think even kind of nervous.
Yeah.
Haven't done it, so.
When was the last time you were in the States?
When was the last time I was in the
States?
Wow.
In the United States.
7 years ago.
Oh, okay. That's mad amount of time.
That's a lot of time, yeah.
Is that...
And it feels like it never happened.
Yeah. Do you hope to go back there in the future?
Yeah. I actually really want to go back and, like, live there, so...
Yeah. Yeah, I get that. I'd like that.
Honestly, when I was a kid, I wanted to live in London.
Really?
Yeah.
Have you ever been?
No, it's very hard to get visa.
Oh.
It's expensive and really hard. I think it's even harder than to get visa for US. So
that's I didn't know that. I thought it was easier. That's mental to me.
No.
So yeah, Sandra lives in Ukraine. That's where she's from. Mm.
Yep.
Yeah. I've never been. I want to go to Ukraine.
Oh, you should. Let me know if you go.
Yeah, absolutely. Oh,
have you ever been to Chernobyl?
No, actually. Oh. Oh my god, you know about this. That's
yeah,
cool.
Yeah, we did it. We got documentaries in the UK about it all.
Yeah.
That's huge.
Yeah,
no. We have like some excursions that you can go to, but it's very expensive and people sometimes go there illegally.
Do they?
Because you're not allowed to go there legally. You're not allowed to go and take pictures there.
Oh.
But of course people do that. So yes.
Wow.
Oh, that's so cool. What other stuff is Ukraine like famous for?
Do you know anything? Do you know any maybe stereotypes?
No. I don't. Apart from Chernobyl.
I know it has cool buildings, like cool infrastructures and stuff. Like, I love it.
Yeah.
Really?
Mm. You're like, is there?
I don't. Yeah. Like, I'm thinking, where did you see anything cool? It's not like I'm hating right now, but there are two cities that in the city center mostly you would love to like explore, and it's very atmospheric and vibey, and it just we have the city that very much similar to Poland, and it's actually where I live, so I love to hang out there in the city center, but it's very touristic. So a lot of people go there from different countries,
right.
And it's very crowded all the time. But yeah, infrastructure at those places is nice.
I mean, that's probably what I've seen then.
Yeah, I think so. Because other streets are like very depressive, and especially now.
I guess that's the same with like the UK. Like the UK is so tiny. There's only like a couple of cities that have got really cool buildings and fun touristic things to do. So.
Yeah, because we get to see pictures of the most beautiful places. Exactly. And we think that this is like everything in that city looks like the picture. Mm. And the picture is usually edited too. So
so true. Yeah, it's a shame, but
Sweet Tea, you've got some questions.
Yeah,
about
absolutely.
Sandra's
we were going
music.
On a bit of a rant about countries then, but let's get on to you and what you do. Tell us.
Okay, so it's weird to tell about, like, represent myself. I make music, and I make R&B pop music.
Very nice.
And I write everything myself. So everything that I create is,
so cool.
is coming from my heart and from things that I've went through and from things that I experienced, emotions that I get, and a lot of people and things that I see around me that inspire me to create. That's basically how the music happens for me.
Very nice.
I love that.
Good. And we've been listening to some of your tracks on Spotify. You got some that's got like over 10k listens now, which is really good. So definitely on the up and up, which is great.
Yeah. What got you into music then?
Oh, well, I think I had this probably since I was like 6.
Okay.
My grandmother used to teach me Ukrainian like national songs.
Aww.
And I used to be singing them and falling asleep in the middle of singing when I was little. So I had this feeling that it's something that I think I want to do for the rest of my life.
Yeah.
But because of this, I wasn't really close to a lot of kids that were growing near me, like neighbors and classmates, because I think I was the only one who had this huge dream, and for a lot of people it was very impossible to accomplish. But I was always listening to American music. My family kind of brought it to me from the very young age. And I remember when I was, I think it was 2009 when I saw Justin Bieber for the first time. And I realized that, like, well, he got noticed by, like, his current manager, Scooter. Basically, he was singing on the street. So, like, I can't give up. Like, I have to do something. And yeah, a lot of people who were blowing up at that time, they motivated me to kind of do what I wanted to do.
That's fair enough. That's Everyone good. Starts somewhere, don't they? So
yeah.
Yeah.
Does Ukraine have a music scene? Like, are there a lot of Ukrainian musicians?
Oh, you don't know any Ukrainian musicians?
No, we actually don't.
No. I probably should send you some.
Oh, yeah.
We have some cool bands, and there is one band I usually, like, I think, write about them when people ask me because they sing in English.
Okay.
And actually the first time I heard them, I thought they were American. Like, their
really?
Music is really nice.
Mm. Oh.
But mostly we have this kind of like very, very pop style. A lot of people here, they sing in Russian. They don't sing in Ukrainian.
Right.
And since we have this situation going on, not a lot of radios allow Russian music anymore.
Oh.
Here, and as well as English from not popular people.
Oh.
So it's an issue. But we have a very big gap in getting The Weeknd created, Blinding Lights, and like we had this 80s style on point. And so when it was popular in the United States, it wasn't popular here. So we need, like, Ukraine kind of needs like sometimes even a year to get to that music. And then people start to create that type of music here.
Got it.
Right.
Very slow.
Yeah, very slow.
Seems it.
But have you got...
Oh, yeah, I was gonna ask, like, what kind of music inspires you then? I'm guessing R&B, that kind of thing then.
Yeah, The Weeknd mostly.
Fair enough.
You like The Weeknd, don't you?
Yeah, I do. Yeah. Great song.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, I think he's...
Do you have a favorite song?
I was obsessed with Blinding Lights when it came out, actually.
I think... The song sounded everywhere for so long, and now I can't listen to it anymore.
I'm just searching, which was his... Oh, Save Your Tears. That's my favorite song of his at the moment.
Mm.
Oh, well, yeah. I think those two are the most popular from the album.
And have you heard Moth to a Flame? That's that's really nice.
I've been singing it for like 5 days since it came out.
Yeah, he's got a really unique voice, to be fair. Mm. Like, you know it's him when you hear a song.
Yeah, yeah, that's probably what makes him great.
Yeah, I agree. Have you ever been to the UK then? Like, you said you want to move to London. Have you ever been to the UK?
No.
Yeah,
not on holiday or anything?
No. Honestly, I had, when I was like, oh my God, I think it was like eighth grade, maybe nine, I had a t-shirt, I Love London, and it was my favorite t-shirt. So I wore it almost every day, and I really wanted to go to London, and I had lots of pictures in my room everywhere, but then it changed too.
Right, so we'll come to Ukraine and you'll come to London, and we'll give each other a
tour. That would be
tour.
Nice.
Oh, that'd be so fun.
In terms of your music, I know that you've got a new single out.
Coming out.
Coming out.
Well, yeah, it'll be out actually.
Yeah.
It's out.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's already out.
And you were trying to get someone's attention with the...
Yeah, oh my God, yeah.
Why don't you tell us about that?
Yeah. Oh my God. So yeah, this is insane. Honestly, I just looked up before we guys started the podcast. I looked up online and I saw a lot of people catching up on this Charlie Puth thing, which makes me nervous a little bit, but... Yeah, I wrote this about him, and I kind of have a feeling that he's going to see it. And I don't even know if I like it at this point.
I think he will.
Yeah, he's got her.
Could you? What would you do, Sandra, if he messaged you and was like, great song?
Oh, I don't know. Oh, my God. I think I would have, like, I would pass out probably.
That'd be crazy.
Because I kind of go through the scene, you know, imagine it sometimes. Mm. And the more I think of it, the more I feel like it's going to happen. Mm. I don't feel like it's going to happen, like, you know, tomorrow, but I feel like it's going to happen eventually, like really soon.
Yeah,
but I'm not going to give up until he notices it, obviously. But I feel like, what if he doesn't like it? Like,
no, he'll love it. It's so catchy, and you're gonna manifest this. He's gonna hear it.
Yeah,
I think he would like probably send me something like, wow, and that's it.
You know what? I'm half expecting to go on my TikTok tomorrow and see him like remaking it on GarageBand, like to make it right and add himself in it. I can see that happening.
Oh, yeah.
Oh my God, that would be so great.
Wouldn't
really?
It?
So what made you want to do this song for him?
How do I say this?
You fancy him?
I had a dream because actually I wrote it last winter. And I had this dream of me flying to United States and staying at a hotel, mm-hmm. which had like the view for like Hollywood something. And it was like dark in the hotel, and I was sitting there and listening to a song. And I couldn't remember what song I was listening to when I woke up. So I started like looking it up. And then eventually, I listened to Charlie Puth that night, and I found the song that was very old, and that was his song that I listened to in my dream.
Oh my God!
Obviously, I heard it before. I think I did. I hope I did, because that sounds creepy. But I kept on listening to that song over and over again, and he was singing about staying at the hotel in that song too. And I was like, "Geez, like the hell is that? Like, how is this working out? What is it?" And then I was like, okay, I need to get to him. How do I do that? I really felt this strong desire to meet him because he seems so talented, so kind, and like very, very, very simple. And I love how he talks to his community. Like he's really into talking to people, and the way he interacts on TikTok, I mean, this is insane. I don't see anyone like do this. All the duets that he does, and then comments and everything. Mm. He seems very kind, and I kind of want to know him more, I think.
Yeah, that's fair.
And yeah, obviously the collab would be nice. Mm. That would ever happen.
My next question was going to be like, who would be your dream collab? But I feel like you've already answered that.
Yes. Yes.
So ideally, over the next 5 years, let's say, where would you like your career to be in that time frame?
Obviously, I would probably have the collab with him by that time.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Maybe not even one. Who knows? Yes. But I think I would love to be, I think I would love to move to States.
Yeah.
And like, I see myself there 5 years, and I see myself touring, and I have so many ideas for creating like the visuals and everything connected, and more music and like videos and all that. So I really hope that I'll be able to do this full time.
Mm. Yeah.
And like, just really get all of my time into making music and possibly have the feedback from the world.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In 5 years' time, how many albums would you like out?
Well, we can do one album a year, so let's say five
albums. Got it.
I don't know, how long does it take roughly to make an album? Does it take around a year?
No, well, I have an EP which is coming out in a month, so I think we, well, it depends on how fast you write. I think it depends if, you know, if you're like, if there's something that inspires you to create, and if you like sit and work and work and work, if there are things that stuck in your head and you want to get it out. So maybe like, I don't know, a half of the year for me.
Fair enough.
To perfectly like style it and have the idea for what is it, what it should sound like, the visuals and everything.
Mm.
So,
but you know, Charlie Puth makes songs in like 5 seconds on TikTok, so
he can do it.
So when your EP is released, are you gonna like tour around Ukraine or something like that?
Oh, I don't think we are going to do that. Mm. The thing is about Ukraine, if you like, so I don't have Ukrainian songs,
right.
And if I had Ukrainian songs, I probably would already like have shows here. Mm. But I don't think I would be able to have shows in any other country.
Yeah, I get you.
Because when you have a Ukrainian song, you kind of stuck in Ukrainian industry. So I haven't done the song in Ukrainian because of this, and I'm not planning to because I want to
branch
get
out.
I need international people to listen to what I make. I want to get more recognition.
Cool.
So hopefully the tour will be in Europe.
Nice.
I really hope so.
That'd be awesome. So cool.
Yeah, that's what we'd like to see. Yeah, definitely. You've got to come to the U- try and tour to the UK.
Yeah, come to London. There you go.
Yeah.
Honestly, I would love to. I don't think it's going to be hard if it's a show.
Yeah.
No, I think
it's easier if it's a show instead of like a tourist thing.
You got to tell us if you do so we can come and see.
Of course.
We'll do
you're gonna be the first one to know.
We'll do an interview at the show.
We're live
before the show.
I love that.
That would be cool.
Mm.
So you haven't met Charlie Puth, but have you met anyone called in the industry?
I have a funny story because I once missed Selena Gomez in Disneyland.
Oh
wow.
I got off the roller coaster and she literally got in.
Oh, that's so cool.
And so I after that thing, like after the roller coaster, I went back to my hotel because I lived in on the other side of the street, and I opened up the, I don't think it was like a Twitter something, and I saw the news, like paparazzi were taking pictures of her or fans that she's in the Disneyland right now, and I'm like, holy, And I ran so fast. I don't think I ever ran that fast.
Gosh.
And I looked for her, but there's so many people. It's impossible.
Yeah.
She was hanging out with her friends. She had not any security with her. So I honestly missed my chance. I was so pissed.
So you did a sort of, was it a foreign exchange program thing in the US?
Yes.
Yeah. What was that like? Where did you stay?
I lived in Oregon State.
Cool.
There is a very small city which is called Vernonia. It's actually where Twilight was shot.
Okay.
And it's nice. It's like small, but you get to experience culture more than if you were in the big city.
Yeah.
People are very welcoming, and they want to show you everything and help you and take you to the cinema or to the restaurant and everything. And the school is amazing. A lot of kids want to get to know you too, because like there are not like 2,000 kids in the school and nobody cares who you are. The experience was amazing. For now, I think it was the best year of my life, and I really want to go back, honestly.
Yeah, of course. What did you study?
I was in high school, so I was like a senior in that time.
Different.
Yeah, I had yoga in my class.
Oh, wow.
That was cool. So cool.
That's cool.
I didn't know they did that. That's really cool.
So if I know right, you guys have the same system, right? Like education for, you can choose the subjects at school.
Yes.
And do you have any subjects like that? Like subjects, technically?
We didn't do like yoga. That's like...
DOS off subject.
Yeah, we just had like PE, physical education.
Yeah.
So you'd never do yoga, but you'd do like dancing, basketball, football, that kind of thing.
Yeah, we had like I was a cheerleader too. So
oh, cool. That's a very
American
thing,
I'm small, and before I got there, cheerleader coach texted me like, "We really want you on the team. You're like little and like." You would work so nice for throwing you up in the air. And I'm like, I haven't done that ever in my life. Are you sure you want to do this? But it was nice. Very hard. The practices were insane. Very hard.
Is high school in America like it is in the movies?
I think so. There are a lot of mean people who gossip, because all I think about is Mean Girls right now.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
A lot of drama. Mm. And I remember how there was a period of time where I think it was before homecoming, every morning that I would get to school and go to my locker, I would catch up on the news because everybody would talk in the hall about a lot of things.
Mm. Right.
And it was like, I don't really want to know who did what with everybody last night. So like, can I just please don't talk loud about this. Yeah. But yeah, but people are nice. And the teachers are nice, and it's very different from what it's like in Ukraine.
Yeah, I can imagine.
We don't get to choose the subject. This is like the
really?
Most. Yeah, we don't do that. We are forced to study what we were given, and that's it.
Oh,
that's
wow.
So annoying. Do you have like university in Ukraine? Do you go to uni?
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, I have already graduated, thanks God, because it's a disaster.
Perfect. I assume you got to choose your degree for uni.
Yes, but I kind of decided to go with whatever because I came back from States and I had like several months to choose and apply.
Yeah.
So I was like, whatever's going to work, I don't care. I didn't want to go to the uni, so.
Oh, okay. Okay, but did you stick it through the whole time?
Yeah, I was in the edge of being kicked out first twice, I think, but I managed.
I got through it.
That's good.
Yeah, because there was a moment when I thought that's it. And actually it was the last year and it was very close to the diploma and I was like probably going to mess it up. But yeah, I'm happy I made it. My parents are happy they have a diploma. They love it. I don't remember when I've seen it the last time. So
this reminds me, we're hopefully coming out of the end of this COVID pandemic at the moment. What was COVID and what is it like in the Ukraine? How did you guys, have you coped with it?
We have a lockdown right now in a lot of regions.
Oh, okay. Really?
So yeah, we have like every region, like every city, we have the colors. So like red, green, orange, and something else, I think, or maybe three. And like each color represents the percentage of people being sick.
Oh.
And so red is like done. Green is a green light. And I am in the red place right now. So, and yeah, we can't get out and go somewhere where we want if you are not vaccinated. Very strict rules for that. You can't even get into a shopping mall.
Right.
Jeez.
How long has it been? How long have you been in lockdown?
I think it's, they started to implement it again from September, but officially we are on lockdown, I think maybe 2 weeks now.
Oh, okay. Because you almost at, are you, what, 2 weeks
how,
left?
Yeah. How long have you got left?
Oh, no. I don't know.
Oh.
We don't know.
Oh, no.
We have no idea. That's like, we have a lot of people getting sick again, so. Mm.
Has this affected your music work in any way?
Indeed. From the first day of lockdown, wait, was it 2 years ago or a year ago?
A year ago.
It feels like.
It's 2019. It like all started, and we're in 2021 now, so.
Yeah, but the lockdown started in like March 2020.
Yeah.
March.
Yeah.
But it feels like it's been always like that. I don't remember living normal life.
Yeah,
like,
no. It's weird, isn't it?
It's like, okay, wear a mask. Okay. Like, I don't remember not wearing a mask anymore. Mm. I remember always wearing a mask. But when it started, I had a feeling that we were about to shut down the project. And because we released I Tried and Sleep on My Own already during the pandemic time.
Right.
Yeah, it wasn't a good time for music at that moment and didn't get anything we expected from the songs. Yeah. And we decided to like take pause for a while. Mm. And the pause lasted a year until Got to Be Famous was out. So all this time I was still making music, but I always wanted to be like present and still like kind of get into the industry and like do things with people, interact with people. And it was hard to kind of keep people interested because I wasn't releasing anything. And I didn't know if I would do new music at that moment, but
of course.
But then I wrote a song about Charlie and things started to work out more. So
that's good. That's good. And Charlie Puth's going to see it anytime soon. So things are
If he does, I'll let you know.
Yeah, keep us updated. We'll get you back on if he hears it.
And we'll try and badger him a bit as well.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you. Yes.
But do you live on your own or do you live with family?
I currently am staying with my family, but I've been living on my own since 2015.
Oh, okay.
Since I came back.
Right.
So, okay. But for now, I'm back home for a while.
Nice. I mean, I guess that's nice because otherwise you'll be really lonely at the moment.
Yeah.
I love to be alone.
Oh, fair enough. Oh,
that's good.
Really. It's like I get really tired of being next to a lot of people all the time. Mm. And when I came back home from States, I kind of learned to kind of sort my life on my own and make decisions on my own, even like simple things when it comes to cooking or like washing the dishes. Yeah. You know, like it's like your family always wants this to be their way because their rules. And now I feel like I'm not at my own like home where I grew up. It's just a place where my family lives,
right?
Because I have a lot of things that I do differently right now, so it's hard for me.
I understand that. Yeah.
I love to close the door in my room and just sit here and
lock yourself out. Yeah, that's fair enough. That's nice. I guess that's better for you because then you can do your thinking and your songwriting and everything.
Mm. Yeah, but I haven't done anything in a while, honestly. Mm. Oh, I think it was on Instagram, like good songs come up when like you get through like a heartbreak. Mm. And I read it and I was like, oh, hold on. So probably that's why I don't write anything.
Yeah. Nothing's happening.
Nothing happened bad for me. So like I have nothing to write about. And honestly, yeah, because I tend to write better lyrics when I feel bad and like sad and upset. Yeah, yeah. I can't write happy songs.
For you, what comes first, the music or the lyrics?
Lyrics,
yeah.
What is it for you?
I mean, I've written the odd song in the past, but only at college and stuff like that. And for me, I play guitar. I only really do it as a hobby, really. I don't do it like
singing. Oh, nice.
I always just played on the guitar a bit and just came up with a sequence of chords, and then I'll try and write something afterwards for me.
Well, I don't play guitar, and I always wanted to learn too. Is it hard?
It is hard at the start, but then once you've got the basics down, it's really, I find it really simple to just keep in the habit and just play it.
I have keyboard, but it's also like I kind of play it by ear usually.
Yeah, that's good.
I haven't actually been in any musical school, so I don't know how all this works.
Yeah,
but it's usually like I get inspired when I listen to something or when somebody hurts me in a way, and then I want to like get it out. But music, I think music is a side note for me because in Ukraine, people listen to English music and they don't know what the music's about. Like they don't understand lyrics.
Right.
So even if you listen to Cardi B in Ukraine and like a 10-year-old kid listens to Cardi B and he doesn't know what the hell she's thinking about because... But I do, and for me it's like very important because I want to relate to the lyrics.
Yeah,
they either have to make me happy or they have to understand me, and I have to like feel connected if I'm going through something similar.
I get it.
That's
so
fair.
Ukrainians are listening to Wet Ass Pussy and just thinking
and they don't know what the hell it is. Yeah.
That's great.
I know somebody who, like, she's like 12 and she loves that song so much, and she has no idea. She has no idea. And when she listens to this, usually I feel so ashamed because I'm the only one in the room who knows the lyrics.
That's gonna be quite funny though.
Yeah,
to be the only one.
And I feel like everybody gets them, but actually nobody does, just me.
If they ever find out one day, they're going to have a massive shock.
Oh, no, I hope they don't.
We're coming towards the end of the interview, and we wanted to ask you if you had any advice for anyone that might be starting out wanting to, you know, get in your position, make music or sing, particularly if they're in your country, maybe.
I don't think people from my country will listen to this because they don't know English well.
Oh yeah, but yeah, what am I saying?
But you know what? I think that if there are anyone who knows English in Ukraine and they stumble upon your podcast, I hope they will listen to it and I hope they will follow. But for other people, I think it's important to know where to start and to know why are you doing this.
Yeah.
There are a lot of moments when things don't work out and I get so upset and disappointed to the point where I want to just cry and literally delete everything. And I get so mad. And I don't understand, like, why is it happening? What is the reason for this? Is it like another thing that I have to go through and maybe then the door is going to open for me? But in those moments, people tend to forget why are they doing this? Like, what is the reason?
Yeah.
And a lot of people always try to say, like, you're not good enough. You're not good enough. You're never going to get it. I think it's important to believe in yourself first and to truly know what is it for you and that you're doing this for you, not for somebody else.
Yeah.
And stop proving people things.
Yeah,
because I used to prove so much to everybody, and then I stopped doing that in the kind of life.
You just got to focus on yourself. Don't care about what anybody else thinks, in a way.
Yeah, yeah. Life feels easier when you just do it for you.
Yeah,
yeah. I think that's good advice for just life in general as well.
No, I like that.
Music. Is it hard for you guys with podcast? Do you feel like that sometimes?
I know that you struggle with it more than I do.
I do. I struggle with it, but it's because it's not really my. I'm not as confident as James, so that's why I'm less connected to the idea of putting myself out there on the internet.
How do you get back on track?
Well, because I've got a supportive boyfriend, so it kind of helps a bit. But I mean, like, I have off days. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
But just having like support from other listeners, like friends and stuff, you know, tell you're doing a good time. You don't need it, but it does help.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And there's also something sometimes, just even if you're feeling bad, like you're not feeling up to it, as soon as you press record, sometimes something just happens and you just get straight into it and you're just ready to go. I don't know if that's like you when you record a song or something, but you just get straight into it.
I had this moment once when I was really mad and wanted to like just and everything, and I wrote a song, so and it's actually going to be on the EP.
Exciting.
Oh, sweet. I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, we definitely will be listening to it.
Thank you.
Yeah,
I hope that's going to open the doors. Yeah, that I'm talking about.
Are you on TikTok as well? I mean, that's great.
Yeah,
you are. We need to follow each other then.
Yeah,
I didn't know you were there.
Yeah, we're on it. I mean, we're not very good with it.
Oh, me too. It's okay. It's like I think I'm trying to start the TikTok probably for the third time. So I don't know how they do it.
Annoyingly, you get like one really good video and it will get loads and loads of views, and then the rest you won't do as well on.
Has it happened for you?
Not on TikTok, but Insta Reels it has.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
How many views did you get?
I think we got into the 2K and we got about 150 likes, which in comparison to some people isn't much, but for us it's quite a lot.
Yeah, for visual media, it is. Yeah, because we don't do too much video stuff.
No, it's all audio. But,
yeah, I have a reel which is kind of growing right now. It's only like 800, but it was 600 last night. So
for
me, it's huge because I don't know why is it growing.
A lot of it is the time of day that you post them. So you need to look up before you post what time of day at this day of the week is it best to post this. And then sometimes they'll get more views if you do.
How do you do that?
Just go on Google and Google what time is best to post an Insta reel on like a Tuesday, if it's a Tuesday, for example.
Wow.
And sometimes it's better to post at different times of the day.
Oh my God, you hacked the system.
Yeah. We've really noticed the difference though, like that our views have gone up since knowing that that's a thing. So
thank you. Okay. I haven't heard about it, honestly.
I'll send you a little photo of like the best days and times to post.
So
okay.
What the thing is with you though is because obviously you're going to want Western audiences.
Yeah.
You're going to have to look up the times and then make sure you get the time zones.
Yeah.
Right?
True.
So it's hitting the right people.
Probably for states.
Yeah.
Not a Ukrainian.
Because for us, I think it's normally about 3 or 4 o'clock in the afternoon, I think is the best time for us to post.
Interesting. Yes, so many interesting things.
Yeah. Wow. I don't get how it works, but yeah.
I think TikTok, because I think it's so new, I don't think anyone has really figured out exactly how to get big on it. I think it's all luck a lot of the time for TikTok.
Yeah, and maybe consistency, like when you post a lot of things and stick to some niche. I don't know.
Definitely.
But I also feel like there are people who don't deserve that much of
things. Oh,
absolutely. Yeah.
You just like open it up and like, why? Like, you have so many people following you. Like,
what are you doing with that?
Some people's videos are so low effort. Like they're barely doing anything.
Yeah, sometimes the things on my For You page are like really shit short videos. I'm just like, how has that gotten on here? But when we need something to get on there, yeah, it's just no work. There's no chance.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you try and try and try. And then, yeah, because I was posting like every day for like 4 or 5 times for a month. And then I honestly just got mad and stopped doing it because it wasn't working. Mm. And all of the YouTube videos, everybody says you gotta be very active and post every day, and it just didn't work.
Yeah,
the better picture, like the lighting and everything, and it just not going.
Yeah, it's very difficult.
This is like a full time job, isn't it? Mm. Really, because you get motivated, then you get unmotivated when it just goes wrong.
Yeah,
it's a lot of work. Well,
I think TikTok is a whole different platform.
Yeah,
and if you want to blow up, you just gotta probably stick to TikTok only.
Yeah,
because usually a lot of people are, when they are famous on TikTok and you go to their Instagram, they don't really have a lot of followers and not very active.
That's true.
Like they have 2 million on TikTok, but like 10k on Instagram. So
yeah, I agree.
Achievements are different for everyone as well. Like, we're happy with what we've got, you're happy with what you got, but then there's other people that have got more. But like at the end of the day, it's how you feel. Do you know what I mean?
Mm.
Yeah, because comparing the numbers is the worst thing.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh god. And I do that, like whenever like somebody releases a song, and I remember like there was an artist who blew up really fast, and I heard about her and I was like, how? Like what did you do? Like,
yeah.
What's the secret? And I got really upset.
Yeah, you think that, but you can't. You can't get upset about it.
Yeah, because then you will stop doing what you do. So.
Exactly. I care about it more when it comes to the podcast. I don't really care about my personal like at all.
When it's like a business kind of thing, like you're obviously gonna care about it more.
Yeah.
Because you need engagement nowadays. It's mad. The world is literally all about engagement and social media.
Where do you think your podcast is going to be in a year?
Oh, we want to get.
We have about 2.5k listeners, but we've got on our social media, we've got about 1.8k followers. So we want to try and get to 2k by Christmas followers. So we just need another 200.
Which might be a little bit too hopeful, but we'll see.
Yeah. And I think in a year, I want it to be double that and to us to be earning money from it.
Yeah. Earning money would be nice. We earned our first money last week, and that was really such a nice feeling.
That was a nice surprise. Yeah. We got.
Yeah. Right. It gives you the motive, right? Yeah, you just want to do more.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Did you spend it?
It's not arrived yet, but it's not much. It's not much.
But how will you spend it?
Probably just on a nice little celebratory drink, I think.
That's what I thought. Just going to celebrate.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. But making money on streaming things is extremely hard.
Yeah. Yeah. I want to move out of my place and get a
proper studio.
Convert a room into a proper podcast studio, I think, is one of my goals for next year as well.
Well, I think it's possible if you guys keep on doing what you're doing.
Yeah.
Yeah, fingers crossed.
Yeah, and you both have to be very confident in what you're doing.
No, exactly. Yes. I've just got to gain a little bit more.
Yeah, well, I suggested that Sweet Tea lead the interview today, and I think you've done a good job so far.
First time I've done it.
Are you really serious? Yeah. First time?
Yeah. Like, James normally takes the reins a bit, and I just, like, jump in every now and then. But here I am.
Well, nice, because this is my first podcast, and you're the first one who leads the podcast here. So
I feel honored.
Well, I think you did a great job too, so maybe you should do it more.
Thank you so much.
Absolutely. Well, thank you so much for coming on, Sandra.
Thank you for having me.
It's been amazing to chat to you. And your what's the release date for your EP? Do you have a definite release date?
Not yet. I know it's going to be in December, but no date yet.
Keep us posted on that, and we'll put it on all our socials when you've got a definite release
date. Thank you.
In December, and you've got music on your Spotify now, Sandra Grace. We were listening to it this morning.
We were having a little boogie.
Oh, God.
So everybody check that out.
We're going to play out one as well, aren't we?
Yes, and you're going to have one of her songs playing right after this at the end of the episode.
Yay. So
look forward to that, guys. Thank you so much for coming on, Sandra.
Thank you. It was nice to talk to you.
No worries.
If you like how this podcast was edited and you're also looking to bring your podcast to a professional standard, allow me to help. My name's Elliot McKay. I'm a sound engineer and editor for podcasts. Get in touch with me via Insta at @LELL_McKay for all your podcast needs, including intro music to any genre you'd like.
Anyway, so how did you find that, chatting with Sandra? It's been a long time coming, hasn't it?
Yeah, no, it had. Honestly, we have been trying to rearrange this interview for ages, and we felt so bad.
Yeah, it got to the point where we were feeling really bad. We didn't know if Sandra would end up wanting to do it with us because it's been delayed for.
It was so
frustrating because one situation would come up for us after another for some reason. With the universe and Sandra's specific interview episode. And I don't know. But...
And like, it almost came to the point where it seemed like we just didn't want to do it. But like, genuinely, it just wasn't. When life gets so busy, it's just really tricky to, you know, turn people down because it's an amazing opportunity for both of us.
Yeah, I think.
And I'm glad that we finally did it.
Because I think the first time she reached out was when I just started my new job.
Yes, yeah. We both started our new job, actually.
My new podcast. Yeah. And so everything was shifting and changing around. Mm. And I was just, and because of the time zones and everything, I was just struggling to figure out what to do.
And then we postponed it and then we were like, ah, shit, no, we can't because we're doing a second season.
Yeah.
And we were doing like a photo.
She was going to be a first season.
Yeah, she was going to be in the first season interview. And then we did a photo shoot and everything like that, and then now here we are, I guess. It's just, and we just kind of thought we may as well wait now until you release your EP, so this is out, to promote that,
yeah,
to kind of make up for
and
it
now.
So
it's close to EP release time, so yeah. So it's good,
but so it kind of all worked out in the end.
And she's lovely. She was all so full lovely. Worth and the really, interview
really cool as well, because we haven't had anyone from the UK Ukraine before.
No,
we've had the US, we've had
Gradual Report, he was famous in Serbia.
Yeah, Serbia, so. US, UK. And where else? I feel like we've had another place as well. UK, Ukraine, obviously, and there's somewhere else.
My mind has gone blank.
There is somewhere else,
but
though.
If anyone
I'm
can remember other countries that we've had chats with,
but
people.
But it's really cool because I want to travel so bad.
Yeah.
So learning about these other countries and people in it, really sick.
Yeah.
Really sick.
Absolutely. So coming up soon, guys, is going to be, I think, a week or 2 weeks after this episode has been released, should be our court case 1 year anniversary special, which is going to be a nuts one, which we're still planning at the moment. So please tune to that one. But we hope you guys enjoyed listening to our interview with Sandra, and please check out her music on Spotify. It's really good. It's very unique. And I really think we've got to support these foreign international artists a lot more, because, you know, a lot of music nowadays, it's flooded with, you know, English or American people. And I do think we need to get an idea of the international world of different music. I think it's important.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So please check out Sandra Grace on Spotify. Really great music. And we will see you guys when we next see you.
Enjoy the song.
There's a secret here that I won't share you. Then she starts talking, and I feel so blue. I can't believe she's in love with you. She's in love with you too. I know now how you hold her, but when I look at you, I see you slowly taking up my clothes like you want me to. It's not.
enters every room. There's one thing that I gotta do here to get to you. I know now how you hold her, but when I look at you, I see you slowly taking off my clothes like you want me to. So crazy conversations, nobody pays attention. How we gonna move to another room? I'm so obsessed with you, boy, tell me what I gotta do. Yeah, I'm obsessed with you, boy, tell me how to get to you. Ooh, ooh, crazy for you, tell me what I gotta do. Ooh, ooh, boy, babe, got to be famous to get to you. So tell me how to get to you, how to get to you. I'm looking through a crowd and I'm so obsessed with you.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.